All right, welcome to the broadcast, President Trump. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule for us today. And, of course, speaking of busy, you've been getting so much done since you took this job. Some people think it's awesome, but other people seem to think you don't know what you're doing, and you might be going too fast. You've really been hit hard on your reaction to the media's poor inauguration coverage and your rollout of something you first called a travel ban, only to change your mind and say it shouldn't be called a ban at all. So, to make a long story short, my first question for you, Mr. Trump, is how would you characterize your own performance so far as president?
We can call it whatever we want to call it, but it's a startup.
Mr. President Trump, pleasure to have you on the show. I know you're a huge combat sports fan, so I'm anxious to know what you think of all this talk of a boxing match between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I think that it will be interesting to see.
Now, Mr. President, you've obviously generated a great deal of controversy and criticism with the media, but you've done a great job of painting them as the opposition party. How do you see that strategy working over the course of your presidency?
I'll let you know about it in about a year or two, okay? But I really think it's going to be very successful.
Now, Mr. Trump, do you think there's a chance all this negative attention and this saber-rattling by your administration could lead to the Democrats regaining control of the Congress in the midterm elections?
I'll let you know about it in a couple of years.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, maybe you'll let me know about it.
Mr. President, you jokingly asked the people to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger this morning, but do you honestly think he can carry The Apprentice in your absence?
And, you know, business is business, and sometimes things work great, and sometimes they don't work great.
Mr. Trump is the resident psychic on this broadcast. I'm just wondering if you might have a prediction about how our little show will do after this huge interview.
I think it's going to be very successful.
So really, Mr. Trump, why did you give our little show this huge opportunity here?
This is one I think is a natural.
And, Mr. Trump, you've tackled so many different difficult adversaries in these last 2 weeks. You've been squaring off with potential terrorists trying to come to our shores as refugees, the leaders of Mexico and Iran, and you even had a little trouble with the Prime Minister of Australia on a phone call recently. In light of how tough you've been on all these characters, what advice would you have to give to the leaders of China in the weeks ahead?
Good luck.
All right. Thanks again, President Trump, for taking a few minutes away from leading the free world to talk with us here today. We want to let you know we appreciate what you're doing and wish you the best of luck in the future. We know if anyone can fix this country's problems, it's you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on Saturday night in a week.